Prologue. The moors were quiet. The fairies who called the lush land home were safe and protected. They spent their days playing and living among the beautiful trees, flowers, and plants that grew in abundance. They gathered in harmony and danced under the moonlight. They no longer feared the world beyond the borders of the moors. At least, not as much. They could sleep at night, free from nightmares. They were free. They were happy. Aurora had seen to that. 5 years had passed since Maleficent had bestowed the greatest gift of all on the beautiful young princess. Giving her the kiss of true love, Maleficent had awoken the sleeping beauty and brought her back to rule over the fairies, as had been Aurora's wish. For 5 years, Aurora had ruled with grace and kindness. And under her rule, the moors had thrived. Maleficent too had found peace, as much as the winged fae ever could. She had been a steady presence in Aurora's life, and had spent her days happily flying in and around the moors, watching with pride as Aurora transformed from a young girl to a young woman, from a hesitant princess to a strong queen. She also watched as Aurora and Prince Philip grew closer, their bond deepening as their love became more real, more mature. Still unsure of humans, Maleficent kept Philip at a distance. But bit by bit, even his presence had become a familiar and almost welcome one in the moors. He spent more time there than in his own kingdom of Alstead, which lay just across the river. But where there is light, there is also darkness. And darkness was coming to the moors. An unexpected evil that was only beginning to reveal itself. Chapter 1. Night had fallen. Inside the moors, fairies slept, lulled by the trickling water of the streams and the gentle rustle of the wind through the trees. Suddenly, the stillness of the night was broken by a loud snap. Somewhere at the edge of the moors, a twig broke. Three human men, trespassers in the moors, froze at the sound. Looking nervously at each other, they waited to see if the noise had woken anyone, or anything. When no fairies appeared, they collectively sighed with relief. The youngest of the men sighed the loudest. Ben hadn't wanted to come in the first place. He had heard the stories of the moors. He had seen the huge winged fae who flew in the sky from time to time. And the sight always unnerved him. He thought the moors were too close, even with the river separating them from Ulstead. "They can fly," Ben told his family and friends when they teased him about his discomfort with the fairies. "Which means they could fly over the river if they wanted." It was hard to argue with that logic. But his friend Colin had told him it would be a quick and profitable trip. So he had agreed. Only now he was beginning to regret his decision. From the moment they had entered the moors, he had been covered in goose flesh. He knew it was silly, but he felt as though the trees themselves were watching, the grass listening. Even at night, Ulstead was brighter. Torches lining the streets and providing illumination in the darkest hour. Here, the only light that shone was from the moon and stars hanging in the sky. And that night, the sky was dotted with clouds obscuring the little light they had. "Let's turn back," Ben whispered as Colin and the other man resumed walking.
"And lose good money,"
the third man, Thomas, said, shaking his bald head.
"Not a chance."
Ben frowned. He didn't know Thomas. They had just met that night. But Ben didn't trust him. His eyes were calculating and cold. He was the one who had convinced Colin to embark on this expedition across the river. And Ben had a feeling it wasn't going to end well.
"Stay close,"
Colin said, looking over his shoulder at Ben. He didn't say anything more. But he didn't.